Blog Talk Radio.
The heart of a hustler, on the grind, all the time. Never say die behind this mic, it's my life. When I draw my thoughts on the paper, thank God for being my savior. I got the heart of a hustler, dedication to the arts and crafts, making it last. Every time I'm on the stage, I'm in a phase. The hustle's in my heart, that's why I'm doing it, man. Perception is a motherfucker, yeah, high pain behind a chain. Knowing life is much rougher, yeah. Catch up before life fuck ya. Play the game to the life structure, but yeah. Ya living by your own code, never say die mentality. Karma is a bitch, but a rap cause casualty, yep. In reality, the hustle is the code, violate your own beliefs, nigga, then lose your soul. It's my body, it's my temple, my fight, it's my spirit, yep. The hustle in my music, I hope that y'all can hear it, yeah. Hustle is more than the money and the dope, yeah. Never giving up and staying on the course. Of course, that's the source of my growth as an MC and a man, so I had to take an oath, yeah. Never change what I do, always do what I do, yeah. God is the pillar and my strength in the booth. I got, yeah, the heart of a hustler, on the grind, all the time. Never say die behind this mic, it's my life. When I draw my thoughts on the paper, thank God for being my savior. I got the heart of a hustler, dedication to the arts and crafts.
Yo, yo, I want to welcome y'all to Surge Radio, where shock isn't shock, it's real. And boy, we got some real topics today. So, I want to thank y'all for joining your man Lyricist. Also, I want to thank y'all for joining my man Spades. Spades, are you on me?
Yeah, ma. What is good, people? What up, L?
Yeah, not much, man. I think we had some very, very exciting turn of events this week, especially with the social network shit. But we'll dive into that in a minute. We'll definitely dive into that in a minute. But first topic we're going to talk about today is Blac Chyna dating Robert Kardashian. So the whole feud between the Kardashians and Chyna continues. So, you know what? At the end of the day, it's one of those conversations that you can, like, say, okay, look, no one gives a fuck about Blac Chyna, and no one definitely gives a fuck about the Kardashians. But this all started with Tyga, you know, dating that little girl. So it's a lot of back and forth and all that other shit. Look, man, Tyga is a guy that I wouldn't allow in the same house as my now 5-year-old daughter, because I think he's a fucking pedophile. That's neither here nor there, but that's just my thought. So how much do you know about this stuff, Space?
I'm going to be honest with you, bro. I don't keep up with Blac Chyna ugly ass, and I don't keep up with the fucking Kardashians. For the simple fact of, like, I just don't like them motherfuckers. But I heard that they was dating, you know what I'm saying, after you told me that we was doing the topic. So I looked it up a little bit. But I think they're going to run that shit into the ground like Bruce Jenner changing himself to Catalina or whatever the fuck he changed himself to. They're going to run that shit into the ground, bro. It's like every time you turn around, it's something about the Kardashians. Who the fuck cares if my nigga Robert is fucking Blac Chyna? He finally got some black pussy. Congratulations.
Yeah, finally. Look, man, look. Rob finally kept up with the other Kardashians while the rest of them was smashing niggas. You know, you know what? I think I want to try now. It's about time he caught up, man. You know, his sister's been smashed out by half the NBA, NFL, and hip-hop niggas. So, yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, man. You know, That shit's on different levels. Now, speaking of the Kardashians, let's talk about Mr. Kardashian himself, Kanye West. Now, recently, he had this crazy Twitter rant where it is
with Wiz.
He was snapping on Wiz because Wiz just pretty much asked the same question that everybody else was asking and making. He made a statement, too, like, hey, you should have stuck to your title. You've been promoting this album title for however long now, you know,
and
I
then
think
just
you should.
Switch it.
Yeah, and then, you know, he switched it, you know, and then, you know, Wiz speaks on them, and, you know, Kanye goes to saying that, you know, I'm your OG, you need to respect me, you know, you out here wearing cool pants and all that other shit, which was kind of funny. I mean, don't get me wrong, it was kind of hilarious. Excuse me.
But this nigga Kanye is out here wearing motherfucking homeless clothes, though, like, and tight-ass pants, so, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, it's cool, you made a good point. So, to me, I feel like when, that's like the pot calling the kettle black. How you gonna snap on this man about the clothes that he wearing when you wear something that's, you know, borderline bum edition? You know, it's just one of those things that, you know, I can't gravitate to. I'm like, you, if this is a truth that you're telling and you feel like, you know, this guy shouldn't be making these type of statements, you know, why would you put yourself in that predicament? He's not the only person that said that you shouldn't have changed your album title. So you snap on him to the point to where it is you tell this man that you're the reason why he has a child and that you own his child. How the fuck do you own somebody else's kid? So when he said that, you know, the pettiest of them all, you know, the Miss Thought herself came out the motherfucking, you know, woodworks and said, hey, nigga, you upset because I won't play with your asshole no more. Amber Rose put his business out. Now, all these memes that I've been seeing people put up in there, I'm like, Kanye is being dragged by the internet because of this shit. So I'm like, dude, nobody can hoe a man worse than a woman. I've been in arguments with all type of men. They'd never be able to put a chink in my armor. But women have this thing about verbally castrating men. Like, look, I can, they'll snatch your balls from up under you with a couple of words. So it's not many men that have that ability. It'd be some devastating shit. Like, geez, like, okay, I got you. Oh, it's like that now? Yeah, you know what? That was just mean. You're a mean person. So, it's just one of those things. It's like, don't get me wrong. Her response was warranted. You know, he had no business talking about, you know, Wiz and Amber's kid like that and say he's the reason why that child's here and, you know, Wiz got trapped by a stripper and all that other shit. He should have kept it at Wiz. Never don't involve the kids, man. And I mean, hey, this is going to gravitate to a bigger conversation that we're going to have later on today about, you know, oversharing and, you know, haters and shit. So,
hey, but
I mean,
at least Wiz girl is real, though. She's all natural.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That ass bounce right.
And that's the thing, is that she's consistent. She's consistent in her shit. I mean, she orchestrated the slut walk and she's proud of it, okay? She's very consistent. She's comfortable in her own skin. I don't care I respect the people that's comfortable in their own skin. If you're not comfortable in your own skin, then I got a problem with you. The reason why Kanye acts the way he acts is because he's not comfortable in his own skin. He shout that, hey, I'm the best, I'm this and I'm that. But how he reacts when people don't agree with him, he's not comfortable in his own skin. So, I mean, that's kind of retarded to me. I'm like, so now you got everybody on here doing Kanye anal playlist and shit, you know, on Twitter and shit. It's like making fun of him. I'm like, it's like right now you're a punchline. But somehow, in the grand scheme of things, with all this stuff going on between Wiz Khalifa and Kanye West, somewhere in the outskirts, Meek Mill is still taking the L.
Why you gotta
even though this
event,
look, even though this has nothing to do with somewhere in the cosmos, Meek Mill is still losing.
Still taking the L.
Still taking the L.
I fucks with you, Meek. I fucks with you, but you still take L's. Still take L's.
So I'm like, to me, I'm like, even when you quiet, you losing. How is that possible? I'll leave that nigga alone, man. I'm gonna stop the cracking jokes on him because it's he's an easy target right now. Oh, I got another easy target. This is a motherfucker I know personally, but let me get into this other shit right now. So, yeah, you know it's coming. But I want to talk about Rihanna right now. Her album Anti went platinum in less than 14 hours.
Less than 14 hours, yo.
Less than 14 hours. Look, she's somewhere smoking the biggest fucking blunt right now. She's smoking a Chris Brown size blunt. Like, fuck all of y'all. Y'all talking about that Adele shit. Yeah, she did $3.5 million in a week, but I did $1 million in a day. Less than a day. Which means she's on pace to, if not catch Adele, she's going to surpass her. She went platinum in less than 14 hours. Which means another 14 hours, she can go double platinum.
She's going to be the Star Wars and the Jurassic Park of the motherfucking industry.
I'm like, you know, look, y'all, I know for all you beehive basic bitches that love Beyonce and stuff like that, look, it sucks, but I need y'all to understand that stop the conversation and comparison between Beyonce and fucking Rihanna. It's not even a conversation no more. Beyonce album drop, she did what, 800 in a day? She didn't go platinum in a full day? The only thing that Beyonce and Rihanna have in common is Jay-Z. That's it. In this industry right now, they're on two different levels. They're two different spectrums. I don't want to hear nobody compare those two again. Look, the only thing I can say is, yes, Beyonce is more vocally talented than Rihanna. But no one cares. Sorry. No one gives a shit. Welcome to today's industry. Look, welcome to today's industry where the hottest rapper in the game is currently the future. Fuck all that, man. I ain't trying to – can't nobody tell me nothing, man. The hottest rapper in the game – look, it's a fucking disgrace, but it's the truth. The hottest rapper right now is Future. I'm not taking away from Drake. I'm just saying the hottest person right now, statistically, numbers-wise, and off of what's happening as far as promotion and, you know, tours and stuff.
This nigga's on everything.
He's everywhere. He's like a dumber Lil Wayne. I mean, he's everywhere. Now, I do want to talk about that, but I want to talk about it because, you know, let's get into the best topic right now. It's been a funny 5 days for me. And I really, really want to talk about people's oversharing. Now, we've all been guilty of oversharing on these social networks. Some things you just don't need to overshare. I don't want to see you take a picture of you taking a shit. Like, guess where I'm at? Motherfucker, if you ain't hashtagging overshare, it ain't cool, okay? Even if you hashtag that shit, that ain't cool. People have gone to the point to where it is they are taking pictures of when they and posting and shit when they getting head, you know, like, oh man, you know, I just talked to my PO, man, you know, I'm getting ready to go away. Oversharing. Okay? That's oversharing. That's too much. You know, even when people get to the point to where it is they airing out their significant others and shit like that, oversharing. At some point, you got to say, look, this shit can't make it to social networks. It cannot. Oversharing should be frowned upon. But in the time where it is, there's a 90%, no, sorry, not 90, almost lied. When there's a 45 to 49% chance that Donald Trump is going to be our president, this is a fucked up time. Oversharing, people think it's the coolest thing in the world. I think that sometimes, you know, privacy doesn't hurt. Oversharing everything, exposing how you feel about everything, is that shit should be frowned upon. Now, Spades, I'm going to shut up and I'm going to let you speak about it. I know you got something you want to say, so go ahead.
Overshare, man. I have a bad habit of that, Doug. And I'll be the first to tell you, man, if I say that shit, like, last few days, you know, me and my significant other kind of been taking shots at each other on social media, and I kind of take it overboard. But it's because I wear my emotions on my sleeve, and it's something I have to work towards. But at the same time, it's like you said, man, it should be frowned upon. But I look at it from two views. I look at it as I shouldn't have did it that way. I should have just talked to her. But then I look at it as in, well, shit, sometimes I don't want to talk, so I just need to fucking vent. But at the same time, like, he kicked it to me, and we had a conversation. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to vent, but it's how you vent. So I think,
yeah,
when it comes to oversharing, like, people need to realize, and I, like I said, Doc, I'm very bad at oversharing on social media, especially Facebook. Like, I'm very bad at it, so I'm not saying like I'm better than nobody, but we all need to work on focusing on that shit and just trying to reroute that vintage to a different route.
Right. I mean, at least you're honest about it, man. There's some people that's in denial about this shit. Like, oh, man, I don't overshare. What you talking about? Who page you looking at? Bitch, I see you all over my timeline. What you mean with who I'm looking at? I'm looking at you, overshare. Motherfucker, you just told me 2 minutes ago that you had a yogurt with fucking vodka. What the fuck you mean?
Oh, yogurt and vodka?
This shit got me sick. I bet you it did get you sick. Nigga, you probably shitting on yourself and sweating at the same time. Yeah, so, of course, that's neither here nor there. I'll send it to you later. So, that's the shit that I be talking about, man. Some people just tend to just do things just because they want the reassurance that they're liked. Like, look, if I'm still following you, of course I still like you. You're cool. You're funny. You're whatever the fuck you may be. But at the end of the day, oversharing should be frowned upon. It is so unnecessary, so uncalled for that, you know, don't get me wrong. I know sometimes venting on social networks, just typing it out, can be therapeutic in itself. But I would prefer for a motherfucker to type a letter to their significant other, airing that shit out, and giving it to them and walk out the room. I bet you get the same result instead of having everybody read it. I don't want nobody to know that I have a problem with my wife at that time or I have a problem with my friend at that time. You know, it's all about how you do it. I'm not perfect. I may say some fucked up shit, and you know what? Sometimes I find solace in that. But at the end of the day, I know when to pull back. Now, let's get to the meat of shit. I know you've been waiting for this. Now, for the last past 5 days, I've been having somebody subtweet, talking shit. You know, I read it, Spades, you read it. Everybody read it that knows. I'm like, look, like, bro, you don't even have 1,000 followers. So I'm not sure who you're tweeting. So the goal right now is to get my attention. So when I don't respond, I'm a coward. When I respond, I'm a bully. So I'm trying to figure out how would you prefer I handle the rant. Now, this individual, I decided to cut him off because it was a lot of stuff going on in that individual's life that I felt that was kind of messy. So he showed me a little hints of, you know, who he was. And I said, look, I got to fall back. I'm good. So I haven't spoke to the person in almost a year. So he's been talking to everybody we know, saying negative stuff. And me, I'm just moving forward, not saying nothing negative about him, you know, just doing what I should do, wishing the best, and keep going. And then this motherfucker went on a Twitter spree. Oh, saying everything negative. Oh, talk to me like a man, and man-to-man conversations, and blah, blah. Like, look, let's be real. If you are a man in search of closure from another man, you should be a woman. Because the last time I checked, the only people that need closure is women. See, where I come from, if I feel like a nigga got a problem with me, we done. We ain't got nothing to talk about. I don't give a fuck what your problem is. If a nigga say he don't fuck with me, I don't care what the problem is. I'm not going to sit up here and play 20 questions. Well, why? Why don't you like me? You know, what's the problem? What did I do wrong? No, those are questions that should never come from a man dealing with another man. If a fallout is real, accept the fallout. Be cool about it. Don't sit up here and get Twitter fingers and get mad because I'm laughing at you because what you're saying. So that statement is true. You know the statement, Spade, where it is that they say that when they get bored with hating on you, just simply hating on you, they start telling lies. That's what we're dealing with right now. Posting all this shit. I'm like telling lies. I'm like, look, bro, where it is you telling lies, I can tell your truths. Right now, my silence is a gift. If I'm being silent and I'm not trying to play the word-for-word game with you, it's because of the little respect that I have for you. So if I deem it unnecessary for me to talk to you and argue with you over these social networks and I decide I don't want to talk to you over the phone, at that point, as men, it's safe to assume that everything should be on site. So I got a new saying. Let's do it on site, not on sites. Okay? When you see me, you see me. Don't fucking tweet me to death. I don't care about all that subtweet and all that other shit. At the end of the day, I'm funnier than you. I have more... I have a bigger audience than you do. You have 100 followers, barely. I have almost 8,000. Knock it off. Because I can drag you, and then my followers can drag you. Why do you think I didn't respond to your nonsense? So I'm going to stop talking about this fucking clown because... I hate to see a person that claims to be a man act like a woman. And most women don't even act like that. To me, you're just a straight bitch. And I know he's listening. And you know, I say this wholeheartedly. If you don't like what I'm saying, contact me. Let's do it on site and not on sites, bitch. I'm pretty sure that word got him riled up. I'm not worried about it. Because it take a man to do that shit. Now, I have a bigger audience. So since you want to take it to these social networks, I take it to my radio show where it is I have a dedicated 10,000-plus listeners. What do you got? I'm not really sweating that stuff. It's funny to me. I think it's hilarious. But... when it comes to getting into the word for word, don't do it. Some things is just not worth it. You know, you let a person talk and talk and talk themselves into a corner. they exposed themselves. They almost embarrassed themselves talking about nonsense. Now, Spades, what is your thoughts on this stuff, man?
On the situation or, you know, social media beef?
Whichever you want to speak
on. You know how I feel about it. I feel like, you know what I'm saying, I went through a little social media type shit where a nigga inboxed me and told me he was going to handle me. I ended up seeing him at the gas station, and he wouldn't even look at me in the eyes, you know what I'm saying? So, like, don't talk that shit if you're not going to be about it. I grew up in an era where we threw them hands, and if it was all good at the end, shake out and go our separate ways, or we end up being cool again. Now everybody want to get to the internet because they can hide behind it and say, oh, I'm tough, I'm this. I'm not saying the situation that you're in, neither one of y'all are tough, but when it comes to the fucking being a man part, I think you should come directly to the person. You see me say that shit on Facebook all day long. If anybody has anything to say to me, contact me. Here's my number, my email. Here's my Twitter, my Instagram, or whatever. But come directly to me. DM me. Inbox me. But as long as it's directly to me, I don't have a problem saying anything I have to a person. You know what I'm saying? If I feel a certain type of way about it. So, you know,
and that's my thing.
The logic is just, stay out your fucking feelings and man the fuck up. If you got something to say, say it.
Exactly. I'm like, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, okay? If I say, look, because I'm a huge fan of cutoff season, cutting off useless motherfuckers that ain't got no value to you in your life. I'm a huge fan of that. Now, it should be okay for me to be like, okay, you know, I'm done with it. Clean my hands of it. And walk away. I don't have to explain why I'm cutting a person off, especially not the person that I'm cutting off. You don't need an explanation of why you're being cut off. And that's the problem with people that need resolutions. That's the problem when you are a man raised by a woman. Because you lack that shit where it is you're in touch with being a man. Now, no knock on the women that's out here raising men the best way they possibly can. You can only give so much to your child. But when they lack the ability to just be a man about their shit and let shit rock, it is what it is. See, my pops is old school, so he kept it real. He was like, look, two ways to talk to a man. You can talk to him verbally, or you can let them hands talk. If you choose not to talk to somebody verbally, let them hands talk. See, we live in an era to where it is people don't. So they're retreating to bitch tactics, like using the social network to get their feelings across. You got to stay out your feelings. Because when you find yourself texting and tweeting and going into stuff so much, you tend to look very, very vulnerable. I want people to understand, especially the young men out here. I want you to understand getting so deep in your feelings like that, it make you look like less of a man. It don't make you look more appealing to the women. It don't make you look cool to the guys. It make you look like a vulnerable clown airing your business out on these social networks. Start trying to beef over social networks when there's a better way to handle stuff. If you want to have dialogue, and we happen to know the same people, you reach out to that person. You tell them to get in contact with me. Let's set up something, and we sit it down and handle it the way we should. But you know I'm not going to go back and forth with you over these social networks, nigga. That's not where my money at. So I don't waste my time with the stuff. And I tell people, you know, it's okay to indulge for so long. You getting kind of like laugh it off and all that other stuff. But at the end of the day, it reaches a point where it's not even funny anymore. You really want to tell people, like, look, live your life, be happy. it's cool. You know, I may not fuck with you, but if I didn't leave it on a bad note, I just walked away from the situation, why are you going to make it bad now? Because you're not getting the answers you wanted. You feel me? So the best thing to do is to man up, let it go, go the other direction. Stop putting up your whack tweets and Instagrams and all that other shit. Look, I think the weakest thing a man can do is go checking for another man. I ain't about to check your page and see what you're saying about me. I ain't about to check with another nigga to see how you doing. I don't care. And get this, here's the mind fuck. While you posting all that other shit, nobody else cares. No one cares what you're saying. If you're not getting as many likes as the people that you have as friends on your social networks, guess what? Nobody cares. If I ain't getting 1,000 retweets, I understand. Nobody cares. And I just accept it. If I'm not getting 100 likes and all that other shit, hey, I understand. Nobody cares. Nobody cares when you post videos giving your shitty information and stuff. Nobody cares but you. You think you're doing something. You think you're helping the world. Okay, look, stand in line. Everybody else think they're helping the world. Here's what you do. Here's how you help somebody. This may even make you feel better. Go to your nearest convenience store, buy 7 or more cases of water, drop it off to Art Van, and guess where it's going to go? To Flint. You actually did something. Tweet about that. Tweet about it. You know? And if you're not tweeting about it, don't talk about it. You're not doing anything. The negative shit don't hold no weight. The positive shit do. So, Spades, man, is there anything else you want to say, bro?
Man, I think they got the message, bro. Follow me on Twitter, Spades_bitch. That's SPADEZ _bitch. Follow your boy on Spades on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Hope everybody have a blessed day.
All right, y'all. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. I know y'all love to hear me rant. So my apologies. I just want y'all to understand that social network is supposed to be a tool. That tool should be used to promote whatever you want to promote. Business ventures, products, whatever. Use it in a positive way. You know, I know we live in a generation where we think it's cool to post everything we feel in, everything we think in, just for the case of getting likes and just for the sake of being the coolest person out there. But at the end of the day, the social network has made a lot of good things happen as they've made a lot of bad things happen. Use it as a tool. Nothing more. It's not an instrument for beef. It's not an instrument for nonsense. Just try to... Here's my challenge. I want to see the people put one positive post a day. Now I ain't talking about, you know, just saying good things. Try to put something up there that has substance about people that's actually out here doing something. I mean, you don't have to do it all the time. You can kind of just say, you know, what's on your mind too. And, you know, speak about things you get ready to get into, but let it be positive. Let's not get into a fuck you match. It's easy to do that. So I want to thank y'all for tuning in to Surge Radio, where shock isn't shock, is real. We're going to keep it real, and that's the way it's going to be. Tune in next week, y'all. We got some more hot shit for you. I want to thank y'all. Have a good day. But I'm going to end on this note. Track from your boy lyricist called Jealousy.
Yamma. Jealous rap.
cats that prefer dissing us. Jealous rap cats that prefer dissing us. Yeah, I hear niggas, but I still don't feel them. Yeah, I hear niggas, but I still don't feel them. Jealous rap cats that prefer dissing us. Jealous rap cats that prefer dissing us. Yeah, I hear niggas, but I still don't feel them. Yeah, I hear niggas, but I still don't feel them. Jealous rap cats that prefer dissing us. Jealous rap cats that prefer dissing us. Yeah, I hear niggas, but I still don't feel them.
You ain't the first, certainly not the last. Most of these rap niggas ain't they unwitty jabs. You can rap until your fucking lungs collapse. Serving up these pussies, you can call it the past. Bar for bar, nigga, I'm hard to match. You can bypass the facts and just fly on track. It's fair to say now, all your bars are trash. You bypass the sack and ate the whole ass. In other words, your rhymes are shit. If I ain't a lyricist, I'm borderline as shit. If I'm a lost hope, I'm on retired as shit. You gon' die in that abyss, and that's as real as it gets, nigga.
Jealous rap cats that prefer dissing us. Jealous rap cats that prefer dissing us. Yeah, I hear niggas, but I still don't feel them. Yeah, I hear niggas, but I still don't feel them. Jealous rap cats that prefer dissing us. Jealous rap cats that prefer dissing us. Yeah, I hear niggas, but I still don't feel them.
Niggas worry about me, I stay on my new shit. Don't party with these rappers, they down with that crew shit. We never shook hands, far from that cool shit. Take a note, I don't fucking argue with producers. Fuck a rap video, I'm dropping exclusives. Excuse my prudence, yeah I know I'm a nuisance. Only respond to shit that I consider conducive. A light and a ride for the beast, a conduit to the conflict. Numb to the nonsense, dumb for the profit. So that gotta make sense if you living life out your pocket. Maybe I'm too honest on my pop shit.
Jealous rap cats.